and manage those houses. We appreciate you joining us today on the Real Estate Roadmap Radio Show. If you normally listen to On the Air at this time, you are in the right place. On the Air is now heard at 3 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock is the new time for the Real Estate Roadmap Show here on the Voice of Texas. Jeff Lewis is the founder of the MAP Club. It's the Mortgage Managers Advisor Pro Club. Their mission, help you make more money next year. Tall order.
Very tall order. No question.
Actually,
about
not that tall. It's just a matter of probably a different way of thinking about things.
It really is, Mark. You know, it's just a function of changing your life, having something out there that you can work for, having some hope, having some dreams, and having a vehicle to get you there. Get out of the daily rut, you know, instead of going in there and paying your time of 8 hours a day, you know, having something else out there working for you besides just trading your time for that dollar.
And give us an overview. How are the MAP system members, how are the MAP club members increasing their income, increasing their net worth as successfully as they have been over the last couple of years?
Well, I would say that it has to do with the system that we have. You know, the system is kind of like a stool. You got to have three different legs to a stool to where you can support yourself. And we've got a combination of education. We've got a great financing program that allows people to buy multiple houses with very little money out of pocket. And thirdly, and really most importantly, is we've got a group of wholesale acquisition specialists scattered throughout Houston that are actually doing nothing but finding houses, finding these phenomenal deals for all of our MAP members. And that's key, because it's the property, it's that asset that really carries through that whole process, that actually creates the cash flow that you need. It actually is that asset that's going to appreciate in value. It is that asset that you're going to buy, that when you go in and do those repairs and when the dust settles, you've got some built-in equity. You've got some instant equity, and that's a great way to increase your net worth. I mean, it's just across the board, no better place to really spend some additional time if you're really focused on your future than looking into real estate.
Because you look at the appreciation of your own property, and for a lot of people who bought a house maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe longer, they look at the appreciation of their own house over time.
Exactly.
And how their equity in that house has improved, how their net worth has improved as a result. So think about it. You got a great investment there. Why not do it two times? Why not do it three times? Maybe 10 times.
Exactly. And the 10 times is a magic number. That's, you know, most of the houses that we encourage investors to look at are the new members that come on board with us is looking at houses that what we call liquid property. Those are houses that we're able to buy between 50 to 90,000 that appraise between 100 to say 130,000, 140,000. And so let's just use 100,000. If you've got 10 houses that are all worth $100,000, $120,000 a piece, you're managing, you're controlling, you've leveraged $1 million worth of real estate. And that's huge, especially if you can do it with very little money out of pocket. For example, you know, to get, say, 8 to 10 houses between $100,000 to $120,000 a piece, you need about $1,500 a pop. So you're talking about $15,000. Let's say it takes you 2 years to amass these 10 houses. You're looking at investing $15,000 to be able to control $1 million in real estate that's going to appreciate at 3 to 4% per year. That's $30,000 to $40,000. That's huge.
Per year.
Not to mention the fact that you're going to have some cash flow and you're going to have about $100,000 to $120,000 in instant equity. That's an increase in your net worth immediately, Mark. When you're buying these houses at the huge discount that we're getting, fixing them up, and then realizing that that market value that's in that particular subdivision.
Well, that's the theory.
And that is the theory.
That's the theory that you
sounds
put
good
out on the table. That sounds really good. But what is it like in the real world? Does it work that way in the real world?
You bet. There's no question about it. We've been responsible for $40 million plus in real estate sales in the last couple of years since we started our investment group. We're very, very proud of it. It's very action-oriented. It's all about getting people that are interested in buying real estate a little bit of an idea of what's going on, then getting them pre-approved for the financing, letting them know, hey, you can qualify for two, three, four houses, and then starting to look at houses, looking at these houses and making offers on them and closing on houses. Otherwise, what good is the books and the tapes? What good is it to go to these seminars and get all fired up, rah, 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 go Amway, and you walk out of there and you're like, okay, now what? That's what MAP's all about. It's about action and walking you through that process, carrying you through that, and giving you the right tools that you need to find out if real estate is right for you.
So MAP is the now what? After you get all excited, you get the education and the information.
Exactly.
MAP is the, okay, here's what. So it's either now what or here's what. We'll have to work on that to see. But I thought it'd be interesting today. Let's look at the theory. The theory is sound. The theory makes a lot of sense. A lot of people driving down I-10 at the moment might go, okay, that makes a lot of sense. That beats the 3% I'm getting in my certificate of deposit. That beats the negative 20% that's sitting there in the stock portfolio that
right.
I've been watching and going, okay, how do you do that? And then how does it work in the real world? So we've got a real-life real estate investor in our studio today, a real-life card-carrying MAP Club member.
Yes, and he got awfully dressed up for us today, Mark.
He's wearing a tie and everything.
Exactly.
You told him he was coming in for the TV show?
Yeah, I roll in in my cowboy hat and boots, headed out west.
Well, I want to introduce you to a MAP Club member. His name is David Daly. He is in the trenches now, putting together a portfolio of houses here in Houston. And I got a chance to talk to David a little bit last week, and he's got an interesting story. He got interested in real estate in the 80s, picked up a property or two, and it just didn't happen for him. He joined the MAP Club. He's now got the backup and the information that maybe he didn't have in the 80s. And his story of how all that occurred is a pretty interesting story that I really think you're going to enjoy today. David Daly, welcome to the Real Estate Roadmap Show.
Well, thanks a lot. It's great to be here today.
Appreciate you getting all dressed up for us
well,
today.
Well, do it every day, so might as well today.
Well, take us back to the 80s. That was when you first decided that, okay, real estate makes some sense. I like the returns. I like what's going on there. What drew you to the business back then?
Well, there was I knew a gentleman that had a house for sale that had renters in it already, and so all I had to do was buy it, and it was rented out, and so it was an easy deal, and so it was rented out, and then at the end of the year, he didn't continue his lease anymore, and that's when the oil market crashed and everything, and the house prices went down, and I had to let it go. There was nothing I could do, so that pretty much killed any.
Well, that took the wind out of your sail, didn't it?
A little bit, I would say. But so at that point, you know, I didn't really ever consider it again until I started listening to the radio show about 4 years ago or so, and got, you know, interested in what they were saying, so went to a meeting and listened to what they had to say.
So what drew you back? You started out, had probably just a combination of really bad experiences, one after the other. What drew you back?
Well, it was, I guess, just listening to the radio and then going to the meetings and listening to the speakers and see what they had to say about it and see what was different than what, you know, I learned in the 80s. Everybody hears the horror stories of, you know, rental properties and these types of things.
Being a landlord and all that mess.
Correct. And that is really not the truth. Totally to me, because I haven't seen it on the people that I know that have real estate and are doing it correctly. They don't see it. I mean, occasionally, one out of 10 or 15, you may get one bad one, but I don't have those problems with my houses. They're I don't go to them. I don't fix anything. So,
well, I think you could say that David Daly's been through the school of hard knocks. He has got an advanced degree now in real estate and utilizing real estate to increase his income and net worth. He's going to give us his story in terms of how he's doing that. What did he do? What did he learn from his experience back in the 80s? How has he applied that here in the last couple of years? How is he going to build his portfolio to help him get where he wants to go? And if you've got one of those real-world questions, all right, I've been listening to them talk about this theory of putting together a portfolio of 10 houses. If you've got a question on not only the theory, but how it works in the real world, we've got you covered both ways today. Jeff Lewis, you're in charge of theory today.
I can do it.
So I know you can talk on both sides.
Not a problem. But I bet you there's a few questions for David, especially with a comment he just made is, you know, he doesn't have to worry about fixing the houses up. He doesn't go out to the houses. How many houses does he have, and how does he pull that off? Those are going to be some good questions.
Also, David, I didn't mention, and we'll talk about it when we come back from this break, has a full-time job.
Yes.
He's gainfully employed in a job that takes a lot of time and energy. How does he balance the two? And how does that work? You might wonder how owning several houses really works in the real world. What does he do in different situations? What has he learned that can help you? If you need a second opinion on something or just want a different perspective, today's your day here on the Real Estate Roadmap Program. And this kind of information you find out every Tuesday night at Subject, making more money, increasing your net worth. A lot of times people will use real estate to help them retire. Because retiring is a challenge these days. Can you save your way to retirement? Can you operate a household on the income that most people make and then still save enough money to live a long time in retirement?
Statistics show that most people can't. It's just not there. They can't save enough. It's impossible to save enough to be able to maintain the same lifestyle that you're looking at right now, especially if you take into consideration the cost of goods in the future, you know, the inflation aspects of things. It's tough. It's pretty scary out there. Unfortunately, most people, Mark, stick their head in the sand. You know, they absolutely ostrich that deal, and they don't really think about it. You know, their position is, hey, I'm making great money right now. I'll continue to make great money, and eventually I'll start saving. I'll wait for the kids to come out of the house or go out of the house, and then I'll start saving. Let me tell you, if you're in your 50s and you're looking at retiring come 60, 10 years isn't enough. I mean, you need some more time to save your way into retirement. And so that's why a lot of the investors that we look at usually have a few gray hairs, because they're the ones that have gone through, 20 years of corporate USA, look back and say, hey, I do have some savings, but this, I'll go through this in a matter of a couple of years, and the way I'm hearing it, I'm going to live till I'm 90. I'm going to live till I'm 100. My grandmother's 103 years old right now. Can you believe it? My grandfather died at 102.
Jeez.
So,
I want to drink the water they were drinking.
Exactly, exactly. So sometimes you got to ask yourself, what can you do different? And I think that's what I admire about some of the investors that we come across, like David, because, David, you're not retired. You're not, just hanging out at the house, plugging away on the computer or just having fun. I mean, you got a full-time job.
Absolutely.
Corporate USA type of deal. That means it takes a little bit of oomph, a little bit of passion, a little bit, I want to do something a little bit different. And that's the exciting thing about investing in real estate, because you get to track your progress by the number of houses that you got. He's shaking his head, so I'll shut up and let you comment.
Well, David, why not just sit back and save some money or make some mutual fund investments? You're gainfully employed.
I've been down that road. I mean, I've done the stock trading on, when it came online, and that was a disaster. Have 401k, and you can't do anything with that. And if you're going to pull it out, you're going to have to pay all the penalties on it.
Right.
And so what you have is, you have equity in your house you can use. You qualify for no money down and buy these houses, and that's where you start, building up your savings for your future, because everything, increases 3-4% a year in Texas, as far as the real estate market. A lot of people are scared off from the Florida, California situation.
Oh, the media has just hammered people, and unfortunately it's hammered people here in Texas, and it's not really applicable. I mean, right now, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, I'm not too sure about Dallas, but, those three markets, those are solid, solid markets.
That's exactly what I have right here. I understand San Antonio is like number one right now.
Yes, sir.
And Houston is probably close next to it. So
let me ask you a question, David. How many houses do you have right now?
I have three completed houses. Just rented the third one today.
Just rented the third one. And these houses, give me an idea. What are they like? Are they, $400,000 houses down in Bel Air? Are they?
Yeah, sure. No, they're all were priced well under $100,000 to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
The estimated after repair values were up to around 110, 115, something in that area, which doesn't necessarily mean you can turn around the next day and sell it for that.
Right.
But in time with the increase, the percentages each year, it will get there. But I've learned from the first two houses, which I didn't do quite as well as I did on the third house. 'Cause
it's a learning curve.
I bought it at the third house at almost 45% below market cost.
Right.
And put enough money in to fix it up, to make it right. It's perfect. It's beautiful. First person that walked in said, I want it.
And didn't have any problem leasing it out.
No. I put a sign in the yard. But you got to do it right. You can't skip steps. You've got to do all the correct steps. And if you don't do that, that's where you're going to run into your problems with, you know, tenants or being able to rent it. So you've got to service the customer and make them first, even though, you know, you're trying to build your portfolio, but you've got to please the customer just like in any other business.
And the customer is the person that's going to rent your house.
Exactly.
Make the payments on the house for you, and then hopefully then some.
And take care of the house, as I tell them. Please take care of my house.
So what kind of goals do you have? I mean, how many houses are you looking to buy, and how quickly?
Well, after the first two, I really wasn't sure. I kind of hesitated. And then I started finding some houses I liked in certain area, and got excited about this one. And it has gone so well that there are two more that I'm looking at. I already looked at today, this mm-hmm. morning, as a matter of fact, that are, you know, both. One of them's a foreclosure, I believe. So I'm looking at both of those, and, you know, I may be doing a twofer.
There you go.
Coming up, you know, I don't know, so we'll see.
And as far as time, I mean, you know, how do you balance time for family, for work, and have enough time to be able to build a portfolio of real estate?
Well, I, you know, working Monday through Friday, and I am on call every other week, 24/7, so I can get tech support calls at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a person that can fix up your house, take care of things you need to take care of, call them, and, you know, always answer when you call and work out the details and let them do it. And that's what I do. I have a person that takes care of all that stuff.
Like a handyman.
And I make the occasional run to Home Depot for this and that, run
right.
over to lunch and drop it off to him. And, he takes care of it all, and he does a great job, and, you know, that's how I balance that time. So.
I think a lot of people might have been listening, expecting him to say, well, I hired a property manager, or I hired a property management company
no.
to do that. You said, as we were leading up, it was a handyman. You
right.
prefer to go that direction.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to pay somebody to manage stuff that I can manage, the administrative part of it, which is difficult and takes time, you know, and takes time away from other things, but... You know, I have to squeeze that in, but as far as, you know, the actual doing of the stuff, the first house I bought, we did some repairs ourselves
mm-hmm.
and thought, well, let's save some money. Well, I don't think it's worth it. I think if you have the money to do it and it's, you know, into the loan,
right?
You need to, if you got a full-time job,
right?
You know, let the handy person do it and don't worry about it.
And the reason being is it doesn't take as long if you've got the subcontractors in there that can get it in and get it knocked out quickly, because
right.
it's just that much quicker. You can start putting it on the market and getting
right.
it leased
and
out.
Plus, you're going to be home at night with your family and on Saturdays and Sundays instead of over there painting cabinets or doing whatever. I don't do that anymore.
Let me ask you this, David. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm absolutely excited now.
So here we got a fellow back in the 80s that just got his rear end handed to him. I mean, just
it
was bad.
Yes.
Exactly. And so evidently something we said on the radio show a few years back sparked your curiosity. You came in, went to a workshop and says, you know what, these guys probably have a little bit of an idea of what they're talking about. We helped you find some houses, put you into a financing program. Obviously, you know, you're not like wealthy. You don't have a whole bunch of extra income and extra cash laying around to where you can just pick up three houses. You
right.
had to get some financing.
Yeah, I would love to be able to, you know, walk up to a house and have the money to put down for the closing and buy
right.
it straight out and repair it. But, you know.
On average, how much did it cost you to get into each one of these houses that you have right now?
I don't even think over $1,000 out of all three of them.
Okay. So basically, you were able to make some of your money back on some doing some of the repairs and things of that
Absolutely.
Nature. Absolutely. So here we have a fellow that was able to buy three houses, increased his net worth by anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 between the three houses, and is sitting there with some positive cash flow. You've kind of got the gears greased up. You've got your focus squared away, you know exactly what needs
to be
done.
That's very key, is the focus. Yeah.
So how many houses are you looking at for 08?
08, well, we're looking at these two right now, so that'll be two.
What's your goal?
My goal is probably, in what, just for 08?
For 08, yeah. Keep it simple.
I would say three.
Three houses in 08?
Yeah.
So that'd be a total of six houses. So six houses, not bad. 10-year or the 10-house program we're talking about just
He's
a few minutes
be in the
ago.
Million-dollar club here pretty soon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, when we come back, how does he manage all these properties? How does he handle it when things just don't go exactly perfectly according to plan? Have you run into one of those situations yourself? Want to bounce that situation off a real estate investor who is out and active in today's market getting things done? The telephone number is open for you, 281-555-5738. If you want to ask David Daly a question, how has he handled particular circumstances? Why is he so excited about the future of real estate, his own financial future? Get on the phones today. And if you got a question about how the loan works, how the theory works, Jeff Lewis is here. He's the founder of the MAP Club. David Daly took less than $1,000 and turned it into three houses. How did he do that? Get on the phones today, 281-558.
The first of the year, we're going to start doing some workshops on Saturdays as well, introductory workshops for those that just can't get away in the evening. So we've had a lot of interest. You know, it turns out a lot of the people that end up coming and sitting down and talking to us, they've been listening to the radio show for a good number of weeks, and they're hearing it, and they're kind of it's getting wrapped around their head a little bit, and they say, you know what, I think I do want to go in and talk to somebody and kind of get a feel for what's going on. And it's all about wanting to make that change. I mean, I was sitting there last week on our show. We had a caller call in that was talking about he bought a house in the Memorial area back in the 80s. Again, just got hammered with the oil crunch and ended up having to sell the house because of various different issues. And he was just saying, you know, I really wish I had that house because it'd be worth, you know, $300,000 today. And I said, you know, similar situation is my personal trainer. You know, he's the guy trying to put muscles on my skinny butt. And I see him all the time. And in one of the, we talk about real estate. We talk about what's going on. And he's got a duplex down in Galveston. He bought at the same time. And I told him, I said, hey, I mentioned you on the radio this past weekend, and we just got to chat. And he says, yeah, if only I'd have bought that townhome or that duplex on a 15-year note. And I said, well, why is that? He says, well, if I'd bought more, he says, just think about it. I've got that house. It's almost going to be paid off in 5 years, and at that point, I'm going to have $1,000 a month in cash flow. He says, what if I had 10? And he's never listened to the radio show before. And I said, really, 10? You like that number, huh? And he says,
yeah,
10.
It seems to work out, doesn't it?
And he goes, if I'd had 10, he says, I'll be retired in 5 years. And he had kind of a sparkle in his eye when he said that, as if he was kind of thinking about if only I'd bought that house. When I bought that house, I'd bought 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more. And if I'd put them on 15-year, or actually he had them on 30-year notes, and he's looking at 5 years in the future. And I said, well, what about people nowadays? Do you think that knowing that 15 years from now you could have $10,000 a month coming in, do you think that would get someone excited? He says, man, he says, I'd be all over that. And I said, well, you need to come to my workshop. And he says, well, you're right here. Tell me what I need to do. And that was something. I got home. I was all excited about that concept. And think about this, David. I crunched the numbers. You know, most of the financing programs that investors do, especially at the MAP Club, are on 30-year fixed mortgages. If there was any way they could swing investing some money every month, instead of making a little bit of money every month, actually writing a check above and beyond what you're getting for the rent, because you got it on a 15-year note, and you managed to buy 10 to 15 houses, okay? Let's just say 10 houses.
Yeah, let's keep the math simple.
10 houses. If you're looking at average rents of around between $1,000 to $1,300 a month, take out the taxes and insurance because you're never going to lose those. You're going to have taxes and insurance, and the rents will offset the increase in taxes over the years because those rents will go up. In 15 years, not maybe, not I hope, not I wish, but in 15 years, you're going to have 10 properties owned free and clear that are going to be spinning off probably between $800 to $1,000 a piece. You're done. you've got $10,000 a month coming in, and you did it. You didn't have to hope that your savings was enough. You didn't have to hope that the pension was going to come through, that the 401k was going to come together. It's there. You made it happen, and you did it because you went out there and you bought 10 houses over a period of a couple of years.
Well, what are those 10 houses going to be worth in that 15-year period? How much equity do you sit there with?
You know, you're sitting there. You're
mentioning the cash flow. What about the actual equity?
And I've never been excited about cash flow until I got to thinking about it. 15 years from now, and everybody's doing it. I mean, my house right now, I've got 9 years left to pay on my house. I'm 37 years old. That fires me up. You know, most people say, well, you shouldn't invest money in your house. You should just go ahead and take that money and apply it elsewhere. Well, yeah, but there's something to be said about owning an asset free and clear. And that's what MAP is all about, is helping you find those assets that, number one, give you a head start by having that 10% equity to begin with, that instant equity. But also, if there's a way you could pull that off and do a 15-year note, you'll own that asset. You'll own that $100,000 house free and clear in 15 years, and it will have appreciated on average 3-4% per year.
Those are big numbers.
Those are huge numbers, Mark, huge numbers. What do you think about that, David?
I think it's great. I think it works, and, just got to keep going and get the houses. And like you said, if you do it on a 15-year note, you know, and don't take the cash flow, if you can do that, that'd be a good way to do it. I know some people probably can't, but
the interest rates are a little bit cheaper. The mortgage insurance is a little bit cheaper. You're that much closer to getting the mortgage insurance off of the loan because you've already got 10% equity, and it won't take long, maybe about 3.5-4 years, to get the other equity down with appreciation, or the rest of the principal down with appreciation. So you'll be at the 20% equity position soon, much sooner than the 30-year note.
Oh, yeah.
So the payment will go down. You really, when I ran the numbers, after the 3.5 years, you'd only have a negative cash flow on average of anywhere from $35 to $50 a month.
Oh, that's
per house.
Yeah.
That's what you spend at Starbucks every month.
Right.
Exactly. And I'm talking about having a guaranteed $10,000 a month coming in 15 years from now. Talk about a phenomenal retirement plan that you're controlling. No financial planner's doing it for you. No mutual fund manager that is investing in some company and you hope the CEO does a good job so it doesn't end up like another Enron or Tyco. But you and your wife having a common goal. That's what is exciting about being able to go out there and buy this real estate. And you're only talking about 10 houses. Not that big a deal.
Well, I'd much rather do it that way on a 15-year note. If, you know, I haven't heard that before, really.
I just came up with it.
I know.
With the face of my personal trainer. He kind of sparked something.
And I trust your crunching of the numbers. So we're going to look at that on these next two. So
you're going to have to do a whole workshop on that. Just on how do you actually do that and get up on the chalkboard, write out the numbers, and see how all that works.
Think about how many people take $200 to $300 a month and put it away in savings for retirement. Same thing. We're talking about spending possibly $300 to $500 a month in negative cash flow to obtain 8 to 10 houses on a 15-year note.
You've got to look long term.
Absolutely.
A lot of people tend to look short term and they can't see far enough into the future to see what's going to happen. So,
and that's what we talk about at our workshops. You know, that dollar that's coming in, you can either spend it, which we're all very good about, you know, very good with, and we can gift it, or we can invest it. And the question is how do you want to invest your dollars? Do you want to do it passively? Do you want to do it like the rest of the world out there that is just putting it in savings? Or do you want to get after it, proactively invest that dollar?
Well, it's all wrong today. The 401k, you know, stock market, you have people, of course, that are going to get rich, but it's just the rich. It's not the regular people that's going to get rich on the stock market. And you're not going to make it that way.
That's true.
It's just not going to ever happen unless you, you know, win the lottery or something crazy like that. You've got to find another way because
you have to take control of your own situation.
Right. Social Security, 401ks, unless you start them when you're 18 and 20. Forget it. I mean, the market's going to go down. So
just think of if you started your 15-year plan when you were 20 or 25.
Exactly. I mentioned that to Daryl when I was talking to him. I said, he goes, well, you know, I'm 55 years old. Let's see, I'd be 70. I said, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are making a tremendous amount of money in their 40s and 50s and can afford to spend an extra $500 to have some negative cash flow on that property doing a 15-year note. And keep in mind, there's a lot of people out there that do it on 30, they make the cash flow, they got the instant equity, and they're way on their way. But I'm talking about having a little bit shorter time frame of 15 years. If you're 21 years old and you started buying houses with your new job before you started amassing all the material stuff that we in society tries to wrap around these poor kids coming out of college, think about what you could do if you have the influence over that son, that daughter, that niece, that nephew, and convince them to take that money that they're making now with that new job and start buying houses with it. Throwing it into a 15-year note and knowing that 15 years, when that person that you have some influence over is 36, 37 years old, that they'd have $10,000 plus month coming in free and clear, what a great feeling. What a great gift that would be.
Yeah, and I think it could be younger than that myself. I mean, if they start early enough. But we
you
talked
have kids,
about,
David?
Yes, I have two. Yeah.
You going to start them on the road of looking at real estate and looking at money a little differently than what they teach them in business school?
Absolutely. I mean, my 10-year-old, if he has the interest, I'm going to teach him that, and that's what I want him to do. I don't want him working for corporate America and going through the mess that I had to go through, because he doesn't have to do it, because there's a better way, and that's my plan. So we'll see if the wife agrees.
Got to have that consensus in,
exactly,
in the household. But I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here, but it's an interesting concept. Because if you take David's approach and the MAP Club approach, where you're putting, he put less than $1,000 into three houses. So you apply that to the 15-house plan that you're talking about,
right,
and you're not putting in a whole lot of money. That, let's call it $5,000 to $10,000. When you think about that turning into a portfolio that's worth $1.5 million in 15 years,
it blows
and someone
people,
else is going to make the payments for you along the way?
It blows people away when we sit down with them and show them what real estate, properly leveraged, properly educated, with the proper financing, what real estate can do. It's exciting. It's why I get up with a smile on my face every day, because I'm helping people help themselves. And that's what all of the self-help books tell you to do, is when you've become successful, you're going to crash and burn unless you shift that over into something else, hopefully helping other people become successful. And that's what Ray and I are trying to do, is take this concept of real estate, take the mortgage background that I have, take the just tremendous amount of experience and knowledge that Gene Scherf has with his group, and finding these houses and putting people into these houses to where they can build their net worth. But it's mind-boggling, because you can take a very little amount of money, and most importantly, you can take a very little amount of income. You don't have to have a tremendous amount of income. I know you're sitting there thinking, this guy's nuts. There's no way that I can qualify for 10 houses. I barely qualify for the mortgage I'm in right now. Listen, if you've got that question, you need to come to the workshop. You need to let me show you how that works. The houses cover themselves. They qualify for themselves. The bank allows you to qualify just on your own income for your own debts. The houses will qualify based upon their future rent. It works. Right. You do not have to have a lot of money. You do not have to have a lot of income. And you certainly don't have to have a tremendous amount of knowledge when it comes to real estate,
right,
because that's what the educational classes are all about.
Well, I think Gene is the one that really got me excited when he took me out and we started looking at some houses.
Gene Scherf is the real estate
guru. He heads
guru
up the real estate department.
Right.
Of
he heads
the
up the
Club
team, and he's out looking for the houses.
Yeah, you know. So I went out with him, not thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna buy a house, but he walked me around, showed me some houses, showed me how they did the repairs and stuff, and I was like, you know, that's fantastic. And he really helped me out a lot. So that was a big influence.
Gene's another one of the people that you will meet if you go to an open house for the MAP Club. Tuesday night, 6:30 in Northwest Houston. The telephone number, the way to register online is mapclub.com. David Daly is a MAP Club member. Would you suggest someone actually go to one of those open houses? Was it beneficial for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, first one I went to, I think it was at the Sheraton when they had a meeting over there. And, you know, just I think Jeff talked and a couple other agents talked and insurance people to kind of give you a basic look of what happens. And, yeah, you know, it's a big benefit to go to those and listen to that. Or listen on the radio when you can, you know, and learn from that and then just, you know, read what you can too. But when it comes down to it, it's taking the action and doing one and getting rid of the fear, because that's the biggest problem, is the fear.
Well, let's shift gears here. Let's go to the real world now. We've talked about the theory. We got a goal in mind. Does it actually work that way in the real world? Can you actually do that day in, day out? You are in the trenches doing that. What's the hardest part of making this actually happen?
I think the hardest part is usually at first trying to get all the numbers right, talking to the mortgage companies, talking to the bank. The last one was really difficult because it was from a bank, and it took a lot of back and forth. And once that's all cleared out of the way and you're set to go to do your close and start your repairs, then from then on it's just, you know, business as usual after you've done it a few times. And then the more you do, the quicker they go, the better they go, the faster they rent. And that's how it snowballs. And that's why after this third one, I'm so excited now that, you know.
Feel like you got a dent.
I mean, man, I can keep running with it.
Are renters hard to find? Good tenants?
I haven't had a problem finding any good tenants at all. I mean, actually, the one in my first house is replacing the floor with wood, real wood floors. They wanted to do it. The one that's renting this house wants to put a fireplace in.
So are they asking you for the money to do that?
No.
They're doing it on their own.
They're planning on staying there for a while.
That's a good sign.
That's the neat thing about it. These houses, you know, when someone's been out there in the trenches looking for houses for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, and then they come across a MAP house, a house where,
exactly.
You know, what we've done is we've encouraged that MAP member to take that house and replace the wallpaper, replace the appliances, fix the roof, the landscaping, put new floors in, the whole bit. You know, in that situation, they walk in, they're like, oh my goodness, you mean we can get this house for this price? And it really helps in the rental process.
Right.
Most of the MAP members, they have their houses rented within a few weeks of finishing the repairs because the neighbors are seeing the repairs being done.
Exactly.
And those neighbors are sitting there. They've looked at this house that's been an eyesore for the last 6 months, and all of a sudden David walks in, and he's the hero. You know, he's ripping carpet out. He's got all the contractors showing up, and, you know, new carpet's going in. And Susie down the street's like, hey, wait a second. You know, my cousin wanted to move into this neighborhood. That'd be a great house for her to buy.
And also, the neighbors are saying, man, you know, that house looks better now. That's going to help my value of my house look
exactly.
better. Or maybe I ought to make my house look better, too. So you improve the whole neighborhood by a domino effect by doing this, which creates a better neighborhood and a community for everybody. To whereas if they just sit there or people buy them that don't know how to do it right, it's going to ruin the neighborhood.
Is that the key, just really making the house look good? Be the kind of house that somebody wants to live in.
Yeah, you don't make it just look good. You make it sure everything is good.
Structurally sound, the inspections that we go through.
I didn't have to do the foundation on this last house, but I didn't want to because it was just dropped a couple inches on 2 feet on one side. But I went in and put 12 piers in to make sure it was perfectly level. You know, you do it right or you don't do it right. You got to set a standard and stick to it.
There you go.
And if you don't, then you're not going to make it in the business.
Because I guess that keeps you from going back to that house again and again with the
exactly.
maintenance, with the upkeep. Get it done right to begin with. Then you can focus on your family and
right.
your job and the
and
other
I,
things.
And
that
I
you're
buy
doing.
Home warranties for all of my houses.
Oh, yeah.
I've had 2 or 3 calls, and, you know, they went out and fixed air conditioners and dishwashers and stuff, and that $45 a visit the tenant pays.
That's a good little secret we got there, that home warranty
That's
deal.
Right. Got to have it.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Absolutely.
What other things would you say absolutely to a person who is considering the 15-year plan or the million-dollar club that that Jeff Lewis talks about? If they were looking and they were going, you know, I just don't know if I know all the things I need to know or I can do all the things I could do, what advice would you give a person in that particular frame of mind?
Well, if they had the interest and they hadn't been to the, you know, any of the meetings, I think, you know, they need to do that and read as much as they can about it. Drive around, look at, get on the internet, look at houses, just start looking at numbers. And at some point you have to get past, you know, the fear factor. You got to get past that. At some point, your education and everything you hear will get you past that fear factor, and you have to jump in the water and do it. If you're not going to, you know, I did that for maybe a year and a half, just didn't do anything until I finally jumped in, and then, you know, just went, just did it, said, look, you know, nothing's happening with 401ks, nothing's happening with stock market, you know, I got to try something.
You got to take control, take charge,
absolutely.
Get after it.
Absolutely.
Well, what was it? He just woke up one day and said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do something different.
Pretty much, yeah. Just kind of like, you know, well, you know, you hear some, you hear stuff and you read stuff and you look at it and you think about it. You talk to friends and they're like, oh, that's crazy or whatever. And then, you know, you weigh it out in your mind and then you're going to come to the realization and the logic of the way it works. And when we see that logic, the bulb comes on and it's just like, wow. I just can't believe this. Why didn't I do this 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know. So that's kind of how it happens for me anyway.
Well, you don't have to wait 20 years to for the light bulb to go on for you. You've probably had a little glimmer of light through this the last few minutes here on the radio program. You can get a really good stream of light coming up at the next MAP System, MAP Club open house.
But again, the first step is going to the workshop and start asking questions. You know, you can read books, you can listen to tapes, and you can watch the late night infomercials, but you need to come in, sit down with a group, a family, and that's what we are. We're a small family of real estate investors that are buying real estate in Houston. We know it like the back of our hand, and we know what we're doing, and we can certainly help you get where you want to be for retirement.
When you're looking ahead to 2008 and saying, what am I going to do differently next year?
There you go.
Well, everything didn't happen the way it was supposed to in 2007. Am I going to repeat that scenario over again? What can I do to make things happen a little differently? Well, it's that one phone call to the MAP Club. It's that Tuesday night that you spend about an hour talking to people who are helping other people do something differently in their life to make more money, to secure their retirement, and really improve their financial circumstances. Here's the number, 281-397-9708. That's 281-397-9708.